Customer service training. Customer service is a recognition of the fact that customers respond both intellectually and emotionally to your representative. If the emotional response of the customer to your representative is positive, then that is good for business. If the customer's emotional response to your technician is negative, for whatever reason, then that is bad for business. What is a good customer service interaction? The purpose of this training is to draw attention to how our CIA agents can speak, work, act and react in ways that will at least avoid a negative reaction, and preferably, create positive emotions in the minds of our customers. Greetings and introduction. First impressions do count. First impressions set the scene for the relationship. Once a person has made up his or her mind about someone, then he tends to engage in a process of selective perception whereby he will tend to gather supporting evidence to justify the original impression. For instance, if on meeting someone, you form a bad first impression, based on something bad they said or did, then you tend to see other bad things the other does and you downgrade the good things they may do. On the other hand, if you form a good first impression, then you tend to see the good things the other does and you excuse the bad things they may do. People do judge books by their covers. People do make emotional judgments of others, based upon what they see and hear. People will judge you by everything you say and everything you do. And everything you fail to say and everything you fail to do. For example, if you smile and say good morning, then that says one thing. If you don't smile, and if you fail to say good morning, then that says another thing. Analysis and investigation of customer needs. When you meet someone, your overarching principle is this. How can our products and services be of genuine assistance to make this person's life better? In order to help someone, you need to keep your eyes, ears, and mind open. Ask them questions about what they have now. Ask them questions about what they would like or need in the future. The difference between what the customer has now and what the customer would like in the future is the way you can add value to them. It is your opportunity to help them and your own business at the same time. Success is essentially simple. You need to find ways to make your customers' lives better. You do that by finding ways you can add value to them. You do that by providing them with your skills, knowledge, products and services. Your use of words. Good use of words. Five polite phrases you need to use as a speech habit. Yes, please. No, thank you. Would you mind if we? Would you please? Thank you very much, I appreciate it. In addition, show genuine interest in anything of note in the house. Bad use of words. Any form of profane language. Moaning, whining and complaining about anything. Complaining to your customer about other parts of your own business. The office staff, the bosses, etc. You need to be cautious of doing anything which may create a negative thought in the mind of the customer. For example, be careful that you don't do anything that will cause the other to have bad thoughts such as, "Is that going to be? Will that leave a stain? Will that leave a mess? Is he trying to chat me up?" Intensity of emotion. Be cautious of any expression of annoyance, anger, frustration or bad mood. Ask for referrals. In order to build the business, we would like more referrals. A referred lead is when someone recommends a product or service to a friend or a colleague, based upon a personal experience. Remember this. Everyone knows someone who needs your products or service. If you ask them for referrals, then you may get one. If you don't ask them, then you won't. We need to figure out a way to gain more referrals. Referrals should come at the successful completion of the task and when the customer is pleased with the service CIA has given. Example of a suggested request for referral leads. We appreciate you asking us to do work for you, and we are very glad to have been able to be of service. May we ask, are there other people in your circle of friends who you think would benefit from similar products and services? If so, would you please let me know who we should contact? Name and number. 1. 2. 3.